Following is a rebroadcast of our program and no phone calls accepted. And now to our pre-recorded program.
The following program comes to you as part of the Africa Health Network, a service of the Voice of America to our audience throughout the African continent.
Good evening to all our listeners throughout Africa and welcome to Health Chat. I'm your host, Lenor Moudou. I'm glad you could join us tonight. On this edition of Health Chat, we'll take a look at breast cancer. Our on-call physicians are joining us via phone. From Dallas, Texas, we have Dr. Doyin Oluwole. She is Executive Director of Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon Initiative with the George W. Bush Institute. Welcome to Health Chat, Dr. Oluwole.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you on the phone today with us. And joining us from Vienna, Austria, where she is attending the European Breast Cancer Conference, is Dr. Beatrice Wiafie-Adai. She is President of Breast Care International and CEO of Peace and Love Hospitals in Ghana. Welcome to Health Chat, Dr. Wiafie.
Thank you for having me. Thank you to all your listeners, too.
Great. And for our listeners who wish to participate, ask your international operator to reverse the charges and call area code 202-619-3111. The number again is 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1, of course, and you can also email us your questions or comments at healthchat@voanews.com. That's healthchat@voanews.com. We'll start our discussion of breast cancer in a moment, but first, here are some recent developments with the disease.
Every year, millions of women lose their lives to various forms of cancer, but experts say breast cancer is the most common and invasive cancer in women. The cancer starts in the tissue of the breast and can become deadly. In the past, breast cancer was thought to be a disease of the developed world. But experts say the incidence of breast cancer is increasing in the developing world. Among African women, it is often fatal. Ifinwa Buku is the founder of the African Women Cancer Awareness Association, a nonprofit organization that helps African women with prevention and care of breast cancer.
Breast cancer currently is presenting very, very early among Africans here and back home, you know, in Africa. And there are more aggressive cancer cells in the Africans than any other group.
The World Health Organization says the increase in the incidence of breast cancer in developing countries is due to an increase of urbanization, adoption of Western lifestyle, and increase in life expectancy. Gladys Boateng in Ghana found out she had breast cancer over 10 years ago.
It was like a death sentence to me at that time, but it's not a death sentence now as I know. Before, I didn't know of any survivor. All the people I know were dead.
Breast cancer can be treated if detected early, but often women are diagnosed at a late stage. Experts say around 80% of cancer cases in Africa are not diagnosed until the disease is advanced. Dr. Clement Edusa serves in the Department of Radiotherapy at Kolebu Hospital in Accra, Ghana. He says some cancer patients lose precious time.
Unfortunately here, the first place of call is either your pastor in church who would send you to a prayer camp, work you off 2-3 weeks before they send you to the hospital, or most of the times the traditional healers, who also give herbal concoctions, which also most of the times don't work, so that person is delayed in the process of treatment.
Another challenge for breast cancer patients in Africa is the cost of treatment. In Ghana, for example, radiotherapy treatment costs between $500 to $1,000. Chemotherapy, together with other additional treatment, costs between $20,000 to $30,000, a cost that is beyond reach for many people. Clara Kweku is a cancer patient at Kolebu Hospital.
Money is my problem at the moment. The debt I owe here, I cannot pay. So I couldn't do some of the treatment. This is the greatest problem I am facing.
Experts say while breast cancer is decreasing in developed countries, it continues to increase in low- and middle-income countries. It is estimated that 70% of all those who get cancer in developing nations will die of it, compared with less than 50% mortality rate in high-income countries.
And let me remind our listeners that if you'd like to participate in the program, you can call 202-619-3111 and the U.S. country code is 1. Dr. Wiafie, let me start with you and have your reaction on the report we just heard. We heard about some cases in Ghana with regards to treatment and prevention. Tell us what is happening on the ground that you are witnessing.
Thank you so much. Before I do that, let me thank your organization so much for reaching out to us and other companies who have been coming to help us, dragging us along. The disparity is much, but at least you are not leaving us alone. Breast cancer is true, detected very late in Ghana. It's because of lack of awareness. Breast cancer is surrounded by myths and misconceptions. So about 10 years ago, when the Breast Care International was found, people were just not coming. Women were coming very late with the tumors piercing through their skins, with pain in their bodies and anguish in their eyes. And the women were pleading that, please help me. At the time when the doctor knew that there's nothing that you could do to save this woman. So we had to reach out to them. We thought we had to educate them, try and demystify their disease, go out to them, show them survivors so that they know that it's a survivable disease, it's a curable disease.
Very, so very important.
That is what we started doing 10 years ago.
Wonderful.
And I must say it's yielding results.
Great. Dr. Wiafie, we'll get back to more of what you are doing on the ground. Let me come to you, Dr. Oluwole. We know that there are different types of breast cancers out there. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about some of the types that we see frequently among African women?
Well, the more common cancers in African women are the invasive cancers. When you talk about invasive cancers, they occur in the breast tissue, especially in the ducts, and they tend to spread very quickly, not only within the breast, but to other parts of the body, especially to the liver, the bones, and the lungs. And as Dr. Wiafie said, a lot of women come very late, at that point when it has already left the breast and gone to other organs of the body, such that there's very little you can do. And that is what you call metastatic breast cancer.
Now, one of these cancers that are very invasive that, at least in the United States, we've seen in terms of research and awareness is triple negative breast cancer. That is, this type of breast cancer is said to be very aggressive among black women in general, and African women, of course, are victims of that. Now, tell us about the issue here. When the cancer is very invasive, when it is at a late stage, is it because is there a genetic link to this condition, do you think?
Well, there is a genetic factor to breast cancer as a whole and to invasive cancer in particular. There is what you call the BRCA1 mutation or BRCA2 mutation. And when you find these genetic mutation factors in women, it tends to be very, very invasive. And there are other changes in genes also that cause invasiveness. Like, for instance, the ATM. It's like inheriting two abnormal copies of this gene.
Yes.
A woman. Oh. And inheriting one mutated copy of this gene has been linked to a high rate of breast cancer in some families. and also, of course, invasiveness.
Okay. So, Dr. Oluwole, let's take a call from one of our listeners who's calling from Nigeria, Conrad, calling from Nigeria. You're on Voice of America's Health Chat. What is your question, please?
Yeah, good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Yes, Comrade Okrafo-Espanu. Doctor, I want to find out, can excessive abortion cause breast cancer? Secondly, is breast cancer hereditary?
Okay, Doctor Wiafie, would you like to respond?
I think there's a very strong hereditary factor as far as the risk factors are concerned. So people with positive family history are advised to do their breast self-examination in Africa and go for regular checkups, not to take anything about their breast for granted. About 10% of our patients have a positive family history. Excessive abortion, I don't know whether there's a strong link to breast cancer. Maybe there might be an indirect link, but we can't say that is the cause of breast cancer.
Dr. Oluwole, would you like to add?
To this, you know, several studies have provided some very strong data that neither induced abortion nor spontaneous abortions, which are called miscarriages, have an overall effect on the risk of breast cancer. But, you know, the evidence is yet to be proved. But as of today, the WHO says, yes, some people have, you know, connected it, but we do not have enough evidence. But in terms of heredity, it is a strong factor. When a woman has a family history, either her mother or a sister has it, then you find a higher incidence or risk in that woman getting cancer. But please take note, not all cases of breast cancer have a family history.
And what are some of the other risk factors in this case?
Some of the important risk factors that have been, you know, confirmed are, first, the simple fact of being a woman. It does occur in men, but it's like 100 times more common in women. The second is, the older a woman is, the more likely she is to have it. And as I mentioned earlier on, having an inherited mutation, genetic factor, BRCA1 or BRCA2, then if there is a personal history of breast or ovarian cancer, that is, if a woman has breast cancer in one breast, then she's more likely to get it in the second. A family history of breast, ovarian, or prostate cancer. And if a woman has, you know, started menopause, that is stopped menstruation, after age 55, which means that she had a long exposure to estrogen. If a woman has never had children, she's also more prone. If a woman has her first child after the age of 35 years, again, because of prolonged exposure to estrogen, she's more prone. Radiation exposure, especially frequent x-rays in young people. And if the person is overweight, especially after menopause or gaining weight as an adult, they are more prone. And of course, postmenopausal hormonal use, especially if it has estrogen.
Great.
So these are some factors.
It's very important
that are risk factors. But let me just say that smoking, alcohol intake have also been associated, and they need to be reduced.
Okay. And now let's talk about the symptoms. We hear very often the fact that, you know, women should do a self-breast exam and try to find a lump. But there's more to breast cancer symptoms than just a lump. Can you elaborate on that? Dr. Wiafie, do you want to talk on that?
Yes. In fact, in the developed world, breast self-examination has lost its usefulness in most cases But in Africa, it's so very important. We don't have systematic screening measures in our countries. So women do not go for regular checkups as opposed to those living in the developed world. I mean, most of our cancers are seen as lumps in the breast or bloody discharge or dimpling in the skin or a rash on the nipple. So these are symptoms that women see and present to the hospital. If we were to be doing the baseline mammogram from age 40 that is done elsewhere, then we could see microcalcifications, I mean non-palpable lesions that help to diagnose breast cancer early. But we don't have that luxury, let me say. Okay. We don't have it. So what we advise our women is to do their own monthly breast self-examination. Okay. Most of the mammographs that we have are diagnostic mammographs, but they can be used. So when women do their own breast self-examination, when they know their breasts, then they will be able to identify changes when they do occur and then go to the hospital as early as possible. In fact, when we see breast cancer early these days, we don't remove the breast. We also are able to do breast conservation surgeries.
Okay, and we'll talk more about treating breast cancer in a second. Dr. Yashie, Dr. Oluwole, stay with us. We are going to take a short break.
Thank you.
And a reminder to our listeners, if you wish to air your questions or comments, you can reverse the charges through your international operator and call us at area code 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. We'll continue our discussion of breast cancer with Dr. Oluwole and Dr. Yafie in a second.
What's up? I'm Jackson Fungany in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Cape Town.
You know, it's Upfront You Show. Blazing up the blaze.
Upfront looks at issues that affect you. Interesting news and of course music, entertainment, celebrities, you name it, we'll talk about it. So don't forget to check us out every Wednesday at 1730 UTC on The Voice of America.
Looking for something? Headline news, interviews, analysis? We've got it all on voaafrica.com.
voaafrica.com.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us late, the topic tonight on Health Chat is breast cancer. On the phone with us, Dr. Doyin Oluwole with the Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon initiative of the George W. Bush Institute, and Dr. Beatrice Wiafie Adai, President of Breast Care International. And a reminder that you can join our conversation by calling us at area code 202-619-3111. The U.S. country code is 1. You can reverse the charges through your international operator. And we do have a caller from Nigeria. Bob, welcome to Health Chat. What's your question?
Hi, this is Bob. I know we have an issue that the issue about the breast cancer has been always related to women. My question is, did we have any case out there where men have been diagnosed with breast cancer? Of course, it's known that we don't carry any duct that contain milk, but is there any other subject or any experience happened in the past where we find men with breast
cancer? Men with breast cancer. Thank you, Bob, for your question. That's very interesting. Doc, who would like to answer this question? Dr. Oluwole, do you want to give us a take on this? Breast cancer and men?
Yes. As I said earlier on, it is known that breast cancers can also occur in men, but it is less frequently found in them. Now, what are the factors? Again, the general factors that are associated with cancer: smoking, alcohol, overweight, are the factors that predispose men more to breast cancer than those who do not indulge in these things. But, okay. You know, it's like 100 times more common in women than men.
Okay, great. We have another caller. Teresa from Nigeria, you're on Voice of America's Health Chat. Your question, please. Teresa, are you there? I think Teresa, we lost Teresa. Doctor, okay, we have another caller, Richard from Nigeria. Richard, what's your question?
Hello?
Yes, Richard, you're on Health Chat on the Voice of America. Your question, please.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to find out the increase in the detection of breast cancer among younger women of African descent. Do you think it's due to an emergence of factors, or is this due to their increase in awareness and there are more younger women going for early screening?
Okay, Dr. Wiafie, would you like to answer this question?
Yeah, I think basically the incidence of breast cancer is on the rise the whole world. But both scenarios will be true. I think awareness has been created a lot in Africa. And we also heard doctors saying that the tumor biology of the breast cancer patients, the tumor biology of the black woman is a bit different. It's more aggressive. So probably that is why it occurs earlier. Probably also because our life expectancy rate is also not that high, so we tend to see more cases in the young ones. I mean, I think it's multifactorial, and that explains the reason why we must be more aggressive in our approach also, in educating people and diagnosing the diseases earlier, and encouraging women to go for checkups and treatment.
And we have another caller. Teresa is back online from Nigeria. Teresa, you're on. Okay, we lost Teresa, so maybe we'll get her back in a second. Now, let's talk about the guidelines. Dr. Oluwole, can you tell us, as of today, what are the guidelines for women in terms of mammograms? At what age should a woman start getting mammograms and how often?
For the general population, we recommend that from age 40, a woman should have mammogram once a year. However, if a woman has a strong family history, she should start having mammogram from age 20 and have it every 3 years until she's 40, and then she starts yearly.
Okay. Now, is it possible at all to prevent breast cancer? Dr. Wiafie, do you want to?
Yeah. Since we don't know exactly the cause of the disease, we cannot do primary prevention. But there's a very strong tool. In breast cancer, I think early detection and prompt action is equal to prevention. It's only recently that some researchers have come out to try and see, for example, the link between high-fat diets and breast cancer. And so there's that attempt to see whether we can, do primary prevention. Because if we are able to do that, then we will be on top of affairs. But as at now, we cannot do that. So we have to take all that we have available to us, like early detective tools, to help us detect the disease early, which will be equal to prevention. Because when we do that, then we don't allow the tumor to spread. The more it stays with us, the higher the chances of it spreading to the vital organs like the kidney, the liver, the lungs, and the bones.
Okay. And Dr. Oluwole, quickly, can you tell us about the Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon initiative that your organization is working on to support women in Africa?
Yes, thank you very much. The Pink Ribbon, Red Ribbon is an innovative partnership to leverage public and private investments in global health to combat breast and cervical cancers, which are the two leading causes of cancer death in women in developing nations in sub-Saharan Africa and Latin America. This initiative is led by the George W. Bush Institute, PEPFAR, we all know what PEPFAR is, HIV, Susan G. Komen for the Cure, and the UNAIDS. And we are joined by some corporate partners.
Okay.
That actually promote early screening, treatment, and prevention of cervical cancer and breast cancer.
Okay, Dr. Uluwole.
Vincent Kajen, Caris Foundation, Bristol Myers Squibb, and GSK and IBM are all part of this.
Okay.
And our aim is to increase breast cancer awareness as well as reduce deaths due to both cervical cancer and breast cancer in women.
Great. And that's all the time we have, unfortunately. We'll have time to talk more about this initiative and also, Dr. Uyafie, some of the work that you're doing. We'll take some time to talk about it another time. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for
having
us. Thank
you very much for having us. Thanks to the audience.
Thanks to the organizations that have been supporting us, like Susan Komen, International Breast Cancer.
Great. Thank you. And that's all the time we have for this edition. Thank you. That's all the time we have. Dr. Doyin Oluwole with the George W. Bush Institute and Dr. Uyafie Adai, President of Breast Care International and CEO of Peace and Love Hospitals in Ghana. But before we leave you, a quick roundup of the latest developments in the health field. Nigeria's Borno State has launched a door-to-door polio immunization campaign with the goal to vaccinate 5 million children. At least one case of polio leading to paralysis has been reported last month in the state. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, warns time is running out to provide life-saving treatment to children in the Sahel region of Northern Africa. The agency says more than 1 million severely malnourished children under the age of 5 will be entering feeding centers over the next 6 months. And finally, a research published in the American Cancer Society's journal, Cancer, says men who are circumcised early, before their first sexual intercourse, have a lower risk of prostate cancer. Scientists say the study shows an association that circumcised men are less likely to get prostate cancer. They say circumcision may reduce infection and inflammation, which are linked to cancer. And that's a wrap-up of the latest health news. And for more on today's topic, breast cancer, log on to our website at voanews.com/health. Thank you for joining us, and special thanks to all our affiliate stations throughout Africa for carrying Health Chat. I'm your host, Lenor Mudu in Washington. Until next time, take care, be well, and strive to make every day a healthy day.
This program has come to you as part of the Africa Health Network, a service of the Voice of America to our audience throughout the African continent. For more information, visit our website, www.africahealthnetwork.com.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.